Welcome to episode 35 of The Unconventional Polyglot. In this episode, I'm going to outline one of the methods I use to hold on to vocabulary. Thanks for listening. This is The Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so this is the first episode I've ever done that's focused on vocabulary, but vocabulary really is a super important part of language learning, because if you have a fantastic understanding of grammar and syntax, and you've mastered forming sentences, but then you can't remember a lot of the words that you need to put into those sentences, then there's clearly something missing. So in this episode and the next episode of The Unconventional Polyglot, I'm going to talk about two particular methods that I use and which I feel are very effective at retaining vocabulary. If you've engaged in enough language learning, you know that it's one thing to be introduced to vocabulary and put it in your short-term memory, and it's another thing to actually have it seep down into your long-term memory. So I've used a couple of techniques to really help push a lot of vocabulary into my long-term memory. So the method that I'm going to talk about in this episode, I would say, is honestly the most effective of the two methods that I'm going to be talking about. And so here's essentially how it works. So what I do is once a week, I get a post-it note. You could obviously use something else. That's just what I use. It's a convenient size. And I write down typically 8 words, so 8 pieces of vocabulary, dealing with a particular topic, a particular theme. So it could be some class of foods. It could be objects that you would typically find in a kitchen or a bathroom or a bedroom or tools typically used for gardening or masonry or parts of a car, pieces of clothing, parts of the body. There are a lot of potential categories where these words can come from. Myself, I do this for several languages, and so I basically create one post-it note with 8 words and their translations into the target language once a week. So, and the frequency can be whatever is comfortable for you. I do once a week because I'm doing this and I've been doing this for many months at this point, but I've been doing it for 6 different languages. So I essentially write down 8 words in one language on Monday, and then the same 8 words, and then translate it into a second language on Tuesday, and then so on, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, take a break, I guess. But the frequency, you know, is up to you if you want to try this method. Once I have this vocabulary, obviously it's not just going to end there because it won't stick. Some of the words that you write down are likely going to stick automatically because, like, for example, if I'm doing fruits, I already know pretty well some words for different fruits. Well, you know, apple or banana or pineapple or grapes or whatever. So, and that honestly makes the whole exercise easier because if you're only writing down words that you didn't know before, that makes the whole exercise significantly more challenging, but still doable. But it is nice to have some words in your vocabulary sets that you already know well. And there's nothing wrong with reviewing words that you already know well, as long as you're not over reviewing stuff that you already know well. Okay, so you have these post-it notes or pieces of paper text files, however you're creating these. And then what I do is, so I typically have one topic last multiple sets, so multiple post-it notes. For example, on the topic of food, there are a bunch of different categories you could use for food. I think I ended up having like 8 sets just for food, like, you know, one for fruits and I think 2 for vegetables, 1 for dairy products, 1 for meats, 1 for spices, 1 for seafood. So you can end up having a lot of vocabulary that's all broadly part of one overarching topic. And what I will typically do is that once I get to the end of a topic, I have all of the vocabulary for that particular topic, I'll go back and review. Ideally, I would like to review all these every week, but typically that doesn't happen. You know, stuff gets in the way, life happens. But at the very least, you know, I like to review all of the vocab in a particular topic once I've finished writing down all the post-it notes for that topic. And then the next thing I do as part of this review is that the vocabulary items that I remembered automatically, I don't do anything else with them. But the ones that I couldn't remember, either maybe I missed a couple of letters and that affected the pronunciation, or if it's like a gendered language, maybe I got the gender wrong, whatever the case may be, if I didn't remember a word automatically, I write it down and I essentially make a brand new list of all the things that I had trouble remembering. And then what I do with that to try to really make sure that I'm remembering all these words and to help my ability to think in the target language is I take each of these words and I think, again, in the target language as best I can, what is this item used for? Where is this item located? What does it do? What are a couple of characteristics of it, like color or taste or texture, size, whatever, but say these things in the target language. So that not only helps you remember the word, but it also helps develop your ability to describe things. So, and I found this to be really powerful when I've done this, because inevitably I realize in the process that maybe there are particular words that I need to use in these descriptions that I had to look up. And so after I look them up, and a lot of these words tend to come up again and again when I'm trying to form descriptions using these words, I get this bonus effect. So then once I've done this, then I probably leave that vocabulary set or maybe multiple sets alone for a while, whether it's a month or 2 months or 6 months, whatever it is, but then eventually come back and try it again. And hopefully by the time you come back to these words after having done, you know, a thorough review of them, if you go through the process again, picking out the words that you still have trouble with, ideally that set of words that haven't been mastered yet is going to be significantly smaller. Ideally, it's going to be a null set. You know, there are not going to be any words left in the sets that you've already thoroughly reviewed. Personally, I found that by the time I try to do a second, you know, really thorough review, there's very little vocabulary left that I'm still not totally comfortable with. And again, you only have so much time. And, you know, if you keep doing this method for different categories, you know, different themes, you're going to keep creating new words that you need to review. So it really helps that you don't need to get too bogged down in the old words, you know, the words that you did months ago. But again, the whole point of this is to, number one, keep adding vocabulary into your long-term memory, and it's going to be useful vocabulary because probably you're going to be taking the vocabulary from objects that you see and interact with and maybe eat or wear on a regular basis. So, you know, this is not super abstract vocabulary that, you know, like a medical student needs to learn for getting an MD degree. No, this is vocabulary that is going to be relevant to you, more likely than not. So you're going to strengthen your vocabulary bank, your bank of words that you have in your long-term memory. And like I said, in the process of doing a thorough review and describing the words that you were having a little difficulty with, describing them in the target language, it's also going to help your thinking and at the same time speaking skills. Because if you can think it, you can speak it. All right. So that's it for this episode. I really hope that this method for improving, increasing, strengthening your vocabulary is something that interests you and something you'll try out, particularly if you're a language learner who has a lot of difficulty retaining vocabulary, which is probably almost every language learner. As I said at the beginning of this episode, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about another method, which is probably more geared towards high intermediate to almost maybe advanced language learners, but it could also be used even at like an upper beginner stage. Whereas the method that I've talked about in this episode could be done almost from the very beginning of learning a language, really, all the way up to somebody who's even fairly advanced. So as always, if you want to leave me any comments, suggestions, feedback, I would love to hear it. My email address is unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com. And I hope you'll stick around for more talk about language learning from the Unconventional Polyglot. Have a good day.